If you look up the word genocide in Webster's dictionary, here's what you'll find. Systematic, planned annihilation of a racial, political, or cultural group. But when it comes to diplomacy, the definition is much more protracted and precise. We heard that in yesterday's program when Secretary of State Colin Powell explained why the U.S. does not use the term genocide to describe the situation in the Darfur region of Sudan. Thousands have been killed there, and more than 1 million black villagers have been driven off their land by Arab militias known as the Janjaweed. Secretary Powell said the term genocide must meet certain legal tests.
Based on what we have seen, there were some indicators, but there was certainly no full accounting of all indicators that lead to a legal definition of genocide, and that's the advice of my lawyers.
To learn more about the definition of genocide and the weight the word carries, we turn to Jerry Fowler, staff director of the Committee on Conscience at the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. He explains the genesis of the term.
The origin actually goes back to the Holocaust and a Jewish refugee from Poland named Raphael Lemkin, who fled Poland, came to the United States, and was trying to come up with a word to describe what was happening in Nazi-occupied Europe, and he coined the term genocide.
The International Military Tribunal charged the Nazis with crimes against humanity, not with genocide, but the word actually was used in the indictment, and that began the process of codifying this, and the word would carry from that point on some sort of weight and legal meaning.
That was the first step, and Lemkin was very active in trying to get that word used at Nuremberg and only partially succeeded. And then he turned his attention to the United Nations and pushed for an international treaty to prevent and punish genocide, and that was adopted in 1948.
And under the 1948 Convention on Genocide, what is the legal definition?
The legal definition has two parts. The first part is certain actions, and those actions are killing members of a particular group, imposing severe bodily or mental harm on the group, deliberately inflicting conditions of life calculated to bring about the destruction of the group, imposing measures intended to prevent births in the group, and forcibly transferring children from one group to another. And the focus of those actions are basically the physical destruction of a group. The second part of the definition is an intent. The perpetrators have to be acting with the intent to destroy, in whole or in part, the targeted group.
And it would appear that the situation in Darfur certainly meets some of these tests. It has been reported that the Janjaweed have executed a campaign of mass rape, and that they've told their victims that they are trying to create lighter-skinned children in carrying out this campaign. Would that meet the test under the convention?
Well, first, would that be an action that's covered under the convention? And I think now it's universally accepted that mass rape falls under the rubric of causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of a group. So it's an action that's covered under the convention. The second question is the issue of intent. And I think that the quotes that we've seen that were carried in the Washington Post yesterday of we want to create light babies, it certainly does provide some evidence of an intent to destroy the targeted group because they're trying to alter its characteristics.
What is the point or the importance of determining whether or not a situation qualifies as a genocide?
I think ultimately a determination of genocide is most important when you're punishing people. I think it's less important at the political stage, which we're at now, where you're trying to prevent genocide. I think if everyone agreed that it was genocide, then move forward on that basis. But if you are having people who are saying, well, we're not sure, but everyone agrees that there are indicators of genocide, that's enough to move forward on preventive action. And I think it's a remarkable thing that today the United States government has said there are indicators of genocide in Darfur, and then the Secretary of State has gone to the place where those indicators are. And if that doesn't create the momentum now internationally to respond to Darfur in the most robust manner possible, I don't know what will.
So you're saying that whether or not they determine this is a genocide or not, that they've already, by saying that there are indicators of genocide, that is enough.
I think so. Politically, morally, legally, they've crossed the Rubicon. And now what happens in Darfur will be the responsibility of the State Department and of Colin Powell and the responsibility of the Security Council and Kofi Annan, who has also been there.
Thanks for coming in to talk to us.
You're very welcome.
Jerry Fowler is a staff director of the Committee on Conscience at the United States Holocaust Museum.